Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's right. Do it no matter what the people say. No
matter. Here's our anthem, ladies and gentlemen. From the Atlanta Rhythm section. You gotta do it or die. Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Judith Glazer is our guest. Hope you check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And ladies and gentlemen, I would encourage you to go back and find the past visits that Judith and I have had and hear her talking about the brain, how it works, how it affects us, how it affects how we behave. And it's important to understand ourselves and why we do what we do. And sometimes, you know, sometimes we do things we wish we didn't do. Well, guess what, folks? You can have a do-over. Judith, I do it all the time. I say, you know what? I think I was wrong about that. Can I redeem myself? One of the great things about humanity, one of the great things about America, one of the great things about the American economy, Judith, is you can be redeemed.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We call it make up and make over.
You can be redeemed. And if you've been a power over kind of person,
yeah.
If you've been a power ruse, if you've been focused on honking and pecking and strutting, as we talked about in the last segment, guess what, folks? You can change. You can go from being a power over kind of person to what Judith calls a power with kind of person, what Gregory the Goose learned about, as we talked about in the previous segment. Judith, talk to us about power with.
Well, too often people are afraid of the power with. Leaders say, goodness, if I get close to somebody, if I start to get to really work with them and know them well, I'm going to get, and this is a quote, I will get caught in a sinkhole.
Wow.
Now, those are the kind of words that leaders, the imagery that they have, that I'll fall down a well and I won't be able to get out. And I say, well, what does that mean? I won't be able to make decisions. We can't figure things out. I'll get to be too nice. It's that fear of swinging so far, the pendulum swings so far to the other way, that they won't be an effective leader.
Well, I tell, you know, Judy, I tell my people that, you know what? We're going to have a brainstorming session. We're going to have a creative session. We're going to have collaborate. What do you think?
Mm-hmm.
And I listen.
Mm-hmm.
But at no moment in time do they ever think that they're working in a democracy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they know that I have to make the final decision.
Yep.
But what they know is I don't make those decisions in a vacuum.
Yeah.
And that's what power with is all about, isn't it?
It is. And interesting, if you take it into the social media, there's a whole thing now called crowdsourcing.
Yep.
And what it says is that the crowd...
Jeff Howe wrote that book.
Yeah, it's wonderful. So that the crowd's wisdom can be greater than one individual leader who's an expert. I mean, we've even seen this where you've had doctors do a surgery, open-heart surgery,
mm-hmm.
and have surgeons watching in the amphitheater interacting with this doctor, and their wisdom seems to be better sometimes.
Right.
James
Surowiecki wrote The Wisdom of Crowds, by the way. In that book, Judith, he talks about the fact that a diverse group made a better decision, a diverse group that included people who were not as educated, who were... You know, all the both genders, different backgrounds, that in one group they made a better decision than another group that was nothing but experts, all PhDs, all highly educated, all well trained, all completely knowledgeable about the topic. The diverse group made a better decision than the smart guys.
Right, and I want to really pull out something you said so everybody rehears it again, and that is that even those who are not as educated are participating in this. Too often leaders will say to me, well, that person down at the bottom of the organization, how can I listen to their point of view? They don't have enough experience, right? They don't have any insights. It's such not the case.
But they have a viewpoint that could be, yes. It could be the critical point.
That's right. Or could catalyze a new way of thinking that people
mm-hmm.
hadn't thought about before.
Mm-hmm.
So times are changing, Jim. It's really incredible. And it's wonderful that people are opening up their minds and hearts now to a different way of looking at the world. We-centric leadership is here to stay, and we now all need to learn how to play in that arena.
Right. So that's where power with comes in.
That's right.
The bringing in the power of other people, but it doesn't mean that you're not going to maintain your leadership position.
Yeah. If leaders are clear that at one end of the continuum is dictating, at the other end is abdicating. And those two are far extremes, and most leaders don't like to live in either side. But as we move inside the continuum, there's a place where leaders can guide and direct, where they can use people to consult with them, where they can inspire a consensus process. All of these are options for leaders to explore as they better understand how to work with others and bring others into the decisions.
Well, here's the thing that I think we should ask ourselves as leaders. Is it my goal to dominate, mm-hmm. or is it my goal to be successful? Mm-hmm. And I don't think you can do both.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's in the 21st century. In the 20th century, you could dominate and be successful. 21st century, not so much.
Not so much.
Yeah. No. And Judith, give us the website quickly one more time.
www.creatingwe.com.
And the book is called The Creating We, and also The DNA of Leadership. Judith, congratulations. I'm proud of you. We love you.
Thanks. Love you, too.
See you later. Bye. Judith Glaser, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back, I promise. We won't do without her for very long. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back, but it'll be tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.